Columbia, the makers of Tabaco toothpaste and tooth powder, bring the Eddie Cantor Show. Now, you people listening all know how much applause means to an entertainer. But to a radio entertainer, there's another kind of applause that's especially appreciated. That's the applause you express by using the product of the program. And tonight, we want to thank you all for your generous nationwide response to our message about new Tabaco. Paul Darwin, composer of many popular song hits, tells us his favorite of all the songs he's written is the one Louis Gress and his orchestra play for the overture. And it's Stormy Weather. We take you to Eddie Cantor's apartment house.
Well, Jimmy.
Yes, Eddie.
Here I am, James.
Say, why are you wearing the overalls and carrying that top and tail?
Well, the taxes on this house are so high, the only way I can live in it is to rent it out, and I'm the janitor.
Oh, I see. Then you ought to be making a lot of money.
Oh, sure. I'm cleaning up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I walk the floor, all I can think of is my mother and father.
Now, why does it make you think of your mother and father?
Yeah. I never take a room here.
Oh, what for? I live at a hotel on the American plan.
Well, all my tenants live on the European plan.
The European plan?
Yeah, nobody pays. If you stay here, I'll deliver the paper, keep the room clean, and call you every single morning.
Call me? Don't be silly. Nobody can ever wake me in the morning.
I can. Used to be the champion hot caller of Iowa. Yes, Jimmy. Let me show you one room. Here it is. You know, Mae West used to live in this room.
Look, she is. There's been a fire here.
Was there? It took the 5 hours to put that fire out.
Really?
Yeah, then it took the police 3 days to put the fireman out. Hey, Jimmy! Here's the room I've got picked out for you.
Now, wait a minute. There's a man in there, and he's jumping up and down.
I'll find out what's wrong. Say, mister, tell me, why are you jumping up and down like that?
Well, doctor's orders.
What do you mean, doctor's orders?
Well, I went to the doctor yesterday. He told me to take some medicine one day and skip the next, and this is my skipping day.
Wait a minute. Don't skip without paying rent. You know, you owe me $30.
You told me the rent was only 15. Why the extra 15?
For the use of the piano, showers, and swimming pool.
I never used any of that.
I'm sorry. It was there for you.
Oh, okay. for $15. Now, I'm taking off $15 for kissing my wife.
I never kissed your wife.
I'm sorry, it was there for you.
How do you like that?
So you certainly got fine tennis, Eddie.
Oh, yes. Hello? Yes? Yes, this is the janitor. Something wrong with the keyhole? I'll be right up and look into it.
Eddie, look. Here comes the woman. I'll explain it.
What is it, lady? What is it?
Janitor, save me. My apartment is flooded. Save me. I'm the mother of 13 children.
I'll save you, madam, but this is no time for bragging.
Oh, come into my apartment and turn the water off.
Say, there's a regular flood here.
I'll bet that's the people in the apartment downstairs. Come in.
Say, what's the idea of the water dripping in my apartment? I'm having a party in honor of my daughter's engagement.
Don't complain. Your daughter's being engaged and we're just giving her a shower.
Oh, what's that?
It's that mad Russian who has a room next to me.
The Russian is here. Stay here. I'll tackle him alone.
Hey, Tempest. Which one of you gentlemen got saucy sauce?
Which one? I'm here all alone.
Then it's not Vito.
Why do you keep insulting me? You're all Russian pal Ivanov.
Ivanov?
Yes, enough trouble without you. Don't forget that I'm collector.
You mean it?
I mean it. How's about you shall pay your rent?
Not till you're giving me a room with angry breezes.
What's angry breezes?
You want to?
Yes.
By seller.
Yes, tell me, what is angry breezes?
Club ventilation.
Quiet. Give you a room with scream heat.
You mean steam heat?
No, scream heat. If you want heat, you gotta scream for it.
You business. Ain't you the gender?
Not gender, janitor. Gender is am I male or female?
Well, make up your mind. Anyway, I'm going to leave. I'm going to live with my brother in Schenectady.
Your brother lives in Schenectady? How do you spell it?
He moved.
Well, let me tell you something. You can't leave this house. You owe me for 6 months' rent.
Where my brother lives, he owes for 9 months' rent, and he's got a friend there besides. Anyhow, dog face,
listen. Did anybody ever tell you you got a face like Tsar?
You mean it? I'm looking like a Tsar Nikolai.
No, Tsar Foot. What do you want from me?
Tell me one thing. Did this dog bring you?
Or why do you ask him?
Well, your mother's not thrown you away and kept this part. Quiet, sandwich.
Why point the dog sandwich?
Because he's half bread.
You mutt! I'm afraid of the dog. He's gonna bite me.
He's gonna bite you?
Yes.
He won't bite you. He don't like ham.
What? That dog? Yesterday, you know a dog bit me and it hurts like anything?
That's bad. Whatever that dog has, you'll get.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it. If he has babies, you'll get it.
Yes.
If that dog has distemper, you'll get it.
Oh, am I in trouble?
For why?
The dog that bit me had 18 puppies. Oh.
The Benny Cantor's picture, Brightly Pink. He sings the Calabash Pipe.
I wound up with a Calabash Pipe on some back porch in some small town. If you decide to settle down and wind up with me, wind up with a calico dress in a little white house by a little red mill, and I'll be Jack if you'll be Jip and wind up with me. I'll discard my tuxedo, you your simple coat. Let us pray the club go for an old great mare and a nanny goat. We wind up just a couple of ticks, but we'll be happy. If you can't bear the old gray mare, an old rowboat, and a nanny goat, a Calabash Pipe, then you're the type. Wind up with me. I'll wind up with a Calabash Pipe on some back porch in some small town. If you decide to settle down, wind up with me. You'll wind up in a calico dress in a little white house by a little red moon, and I'll be Jack, be Jill, and wind up with me. I'm the star, I come see the New York Naval's home. Let us play the club leaders. Talk no gray mare and a nanny goat. We'll find out just a couple of hicks, but we'll be happy in the six. If you can bear the old gray mare and old rowboat and a nanny goat, a calabash, I bet you're the top. To wind up with me.
Go to your dentist regularly, as everyone should at least twice a year, you've probably noticed that he uses both toothpaste and tooth powder. Well, actually, it's just a matter of personal taste. And to suit your taste, whichever it may be, new Pepto comes in both forms, paste and powder. Both with the valuable triple action that brightens the teeth, sweetens the breath, and counteracts asthma. Pepto tooth powder is in a special tube with a patented top. It works as one thing and ends wasteful spilling. There's a jumbo size at only 25 cents, an ordinary tip 10 cents, sold by all drug counters. So, if you prefer powder, get the extra value that Pepto tooth powder gives you.
Care of a lot of tenants?
Well, sit down and take it easy, Eddie. You need a rest after your day's work.
It is, Bill. Would you do me a favor, Jimmy?
Sure, what?
See who that is, will you, kid?
All right, just a moment. It's a little boy, Eddie. He says he must see you right away.
Come in, come in, come in. Come in, little man. What is it you want?
You're Eddie Cantor, aren't you?
Why, yes.
Well, I'm your new son.
My new son? Say, I haven't even got an old one.
But off radio, you're always saying you want a boy. So I've come to live with you.
There you are, Eddie. You can't say radio doesn't get results.
Wait a minute. Tell me, What is your name, Sonny?
Bobby.
Well, Bobby, haven't you a father and a mother of your own?
Yes, but they don't want me anymore. I ran away.
You ran away from home? Aren't you pretty young to be starting out alone?
I make sure. I can take care of myself.
Oh, sure, sure, you can. But suppose I can't find room for you here, Bobby.
Well, if I can't live with you, I guess I'll go to New York.
New York, that's quite a trip.
I'm not afraid.
Well, if you're leaving for New York tonight, you'd better eat something, Jimmy.
Yes, Eddie.
You can't find a piece of cake and some milk, will you?
All right, sure.
I guess running away is real fun. You think you can get, keep any old place at all? By the way, where are you going to sleep tonight, little fella?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, well, you'll find some park on the way. Not as nice and clean as your own house and kind of cool.
Park?
And if you do sleep in the park, you want to keep your eyes on your money. There's a lot of tough guys sitting around after dark.
There are?
Sure, lots of them. Say, where do you live, Bob? I mean, where did you used to live?
59th and 30th.
Here's the cake and a glass of milk.
Thank you.
Taste the cake, Eddie. It's hot. Boy. Nothing like it.
Mmm. Well, cake, Jim. Your mother made this, didn't she?
That's right. You know, I'm sure glad she's out here with me.
Mr. Chancellor.
Yeah, Bobby, what is it?
Don't tell me you said roam around after dark. They wouldn't bother a fella like me, would they?
Well, I know they might. You see, you're going out into the world like a grown-up man, so you have to take the same chance as a man. Bobby, you're not eating your cake.
No, I guess I'm not so hungry.
Well, come on. Give you a ride to the city limits, and then you can get started for New York. Will you drive, Jimmy?
Sure, Eddie. The car's out here in front. Let's go.
Gee, I'm an awful big fool, Bobby. I didn't even ask you why you ran away.
Well, my folks to me. Daddy whipped me. Dad, mother said I deserved it. So I just left, that's all.
Your father with you? Well, I don't believe whipping my children, but I suppose he must have had a pretty good reason.
No, he whipped me for no reason at all.
Well, tell me, how did that happen?
It's $1.15 of his special, and somebody stole it. He blamed it on me, and when I whipped it, took it, he gave me a licking.
Oh, you can tell me. Did you money?
No, sir.
Well, your word is good enough for me. Say, what do you figure on doing when you get to New York? Got much money with you?
$1.15.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you know what your conscience is?
No, sir.
Conscience is a little voice that God puts inside of everyone to tell them when they're doing wrong. It warns you as a friend before it punishes you as a judge about peace. What is that voice saying inside of you?
Nothing.
Are you sure? Don't lie to me. I know you've already lied to your parents. And when you lie, it's like trying to hide in a fog. If you move around, you'll bump your head against the truth. And as soon as the fog lifts, you're caught anyhow. You can tell me, Bobby. I'm your friend.
All right. Okay. Took the money. I didn't have to whip. It was only $1.15.
It isn't the amount. It's the fact that you stole and then lied about it. This may sound funny to you, but your daddy punished you only because he loved you. And when mother said you deserved it, she wasn't being mean to you. They just wanted to show you how wrong it was to steal. You know, prisons are full of men who started out stealing little things and later stole thousands of dollars, sometimes killing people together.
Gee, I didn't think they'd miss the money.
They teach you in some schools to keep God's commandments, and one of them is thou shalt not steal, but Bobby, there's no such commandment as thou shalt not get found out.
I guess I was a bad boy.
Say, Jimmy, where are we?
Well, let's see, Eddie. We're 27th and Fairview.
But, hey, they only live a couple of blocks from here.
Well, what do you know about that? How did we ever get... Jimmy, I thought you were driving us to the city limits.
Wait, I want to go home.
Stop the car, Jimmy, will you?
Okay, Eddie.
Bobby, I think you're going to be all right. And you'll find spending Christmas with your mother and dad something you'll always remember.
And one thing you must never forget. Don't try to run away from trouble. Don't leave your loved ones all alone. As you grow older, you'll learn there's no place like home. You'll find your home a treasure island, for there you'll see every happiness and every joy.
I'm going home. Forgive a very bad, bad boy. I just want my mother's kiss as she's tucking me in my bed. To feel her tender arms around me.
Case. Well, there's what Grandpa will remember, and he may remember too that a lot of the pretty maids that day already knew the original Pampico toothpaste helped to make them still pretty, brightening their charming smiles. Now that Pampico is still the same good old standby. No change in its stimulating tang. Regular Pampico is on sale as always in a blue carton to distinguish it from the milder tasting new Pampico. So be sure to get what you ask for.
I want to thank you for looking after my tenants. I just had to go to the automobile show.
Well, listen, did you go to the automobile show?
Well, I wanted to see what kind of cars I'll have to dodge this year.
Yes.
But really, Jimmy, I wish you could have gone with me. We've got some of those wonderful models this
right.
year. Nowadays, the cars are simply grand. You know, I ordered one.
I mean, you really bought a new car?
Well, you know, Cantor, things are... I didn't really buy it. For a man to demonstrate it.
Look, here he comes now.
I'm ruined. It's part your car. Look. Oh, goodness, am I
going to be in for tonight? Hello, Eddie Cannibal.
Cannibal?
I'm the salesman.
Well, why on earth are you carrying that automobile door?
Because I ain't got a key to lock it.
Yes?
You see, if the door ain't locked, then anybody could open up the door and then steal away the car.
Yes.
But this way, nobody could open up the door because I got the door.
One thing, how did you ever become an automobile salesman?
Sorry, I read a big fat book all about the automobile.
Yeah, what's the name of the book?
And in reverse.
Oh, you fool. You're getting worse every... Go ahead.
Come on outside, I show you the car.
All right. Say, is this the car right here?
Yeah.
You call that a pleasure car?
Yeah, it's a pleasure when you get out of it. He's got one trouble with that car.
Yes?
He's all okay, except it's only got four wheels.
Four wheels? That's all any car has.
No, every car got five wheels. I ain't got a steering wheel.
No steering wheel? Then how do you steer?
I don't. I drive without my hands and the other driver's seat.
Well, they won't run in a car without a steering wheel.
Oh, I could fix that. Don't forget I'm a maniac.
You're a maniac? You mean you're not?
No, I'm a maniac. I fix automobiles.
You're a mechanic. Maniac. Mechanic, you fool. Anyway, this car is not big enough for my family. You know I'm a 7-passenger car.
This is a 7-passenger car.
Go on. This car only has 2 seats.
Well, 2 rides and 5...
I'm sorry. No, sir. I don't want that car.
Wait a minute. I make you a preposition.
Yes?
You buy the car, and I'll give you a furniture.
Furniture? What for?
In case you get a flat, you can move right in.
You want to do me a favor?
What?
Start it up. I want to hear the motor.
All right.
Carcass, I see the motor is missing.
Missing? That's funny. It was there when I drove up.
Wait a minute. It sounds to me like there's one plug gone.
I could fix that. I put in a tube of Fabrico.
Fabrico?
Yeah, I got to get that plug in.
Carcass, go with him. You'll drive me to the insane asylum.
Not now. Hand me that pocket. The tank is too full. I got to put in some bicarbonate of soda.
Because the tank is too full, you're putting in bicarbonate of soda?
Yeah, we got too much gas. You need bicarbonate of soda. You know, I better look in that gasoline tank. See just how much gas I got.
How much gas? What does it say on the gasoline gauge?
Half. By the knob, it means half full or half empty.
Don't. What's the idea of lighting a match over the gas tank? We'll be blown to bits.
Don't worry. This is a safety match.
Don't quit.
Well, everything is all right. Hop in the car.
Okay. Hockey cockers, don't speed like that. Haven't you ever been pinched?
Almost nearly. A policeman chased me. He was an Indian.
An Indian?
You see a print on his side.
Look out! You're trying to... 60 miles an hour. Are you crazy?
Don't be afraid. Do what they do. Just shut your eyes.
What is this terrible park your carcass? Look, there's a dog on the road.
I wouldn't hit him. I wouldn't even hit a fly. A fly has got as much right as I got.
Even more.
Yes.
Slow down, park your carcass. Come on, put on your brakes.
They won't work.
Then hurry up. Throw off your clutch. What did you do?
You saw me throw out the clutch. I threw it out the window.
Please go slower. Here's a narrow tunnel.
Don't worry. I watch it.
Out!
I hit my head on the side of that wall.
Your own fault. Why did you stick your head out of the window?
Don't you see the sign back there? It's that tunnel. Look out.
Look at it. I just fixed the emergency brake. Now, take it easy, will you?
Let me get a hold of that brake.
Yep.
I do all right.
Oh, I went right through the windshield. Why did you make such a sudden stop?
Because my nose is sunburned.
What? You jammed on the brakes because your nose is sunburned?
Hey, sir, I thought it was a stoplight.
Oh, get in the car and let's drive home, will you? I'll take the wheel.
All right. Start the motor.
There's something wrong with the engine.
It can't be. I had a mechanic fix it more than this morning.
There it is again. Maybe the mechanic didn't fix it right. Take a look under the hood, will you?
All right. Holy smoke.
What's the matter?
The mechanic is still working inside.
Following tonight's broadcast, Eddie Cantor, Parker Carcass, and Louis Gress leave for Arizona to play a Christmas benefit performance to the privileged children of that city. If you're in the vicinity of the Fox Theater in Phoenix tomorrow night, come in and play Santa Claus. These children will really need one.
I love to spend Sunday with you. I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a
yours next Sunday night. And may I wish you all, each and every one of you, the merriest kind of a Christmas you've ever had. Listen next Sunday at the same hour for another Eddie Cantor episode 2. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Okay, it's Julius. Los Angeles.